In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us quieten our hearts and minds this evening in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, we come here to this place, dear Father, to gather around your holy and precious word, desiring to thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for our homes and our families. We thank you for all that is included in this daily bread, which you have so graciously provided. But above all these temporal gifts, dear Father, we desire to thank you for this most precious gift, this gift of living faith that you have given unto us by and through the merit work of your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear Father, this evening we ask that you would continue to give us strength to battle, that you would continue to keep us in this precious kingdom. Keep us on this narrow way, which one day leads us to heaven's glory. Dear Father, increase our small and weak faith. Dear Father, remember those who are struggling with difficulties in this life. Whatever those trials may be, dear Father, you know. And we hold on to this, that you are continually with us each step of the way. Give strength, dear Father, to even withstand those trials and difficulties that may beset us. Dear Father, we pray as your dear Son has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In the beginning, dear brother and sister, I also want to join with those other servants of the word that have already brought you those greetings from our minister's camp there last weekend at Stony Lake. And as we have already heard, it was so good to be there and left feeling that oneness of spirit, which one can only rejoice when we so oftentimes feel that oneness as we journey to our heavenly home. I often marvel when those servants come from overseas. And even when we experience that servant from Africa here, how that spirit is the same. It answers to our spirit that we believe exactly the same way. And it is only by the miracle of God that He has gifted unto us this Holy Spirit, which unites our understandings. These understandings that we have are given to us from God. But it was a really special camp, and lots of greetings from all of those brothers that were gathered there. Thought we would read this evening the psalm text set aside for this day, as we already heard the theme for this Sunday through our dear brother this morning, as a citizen of heaven in the world. We will read from Psalm 98 in verses 2 through 9, with that continuing prayer to our Heavenly Father that He would again open His Word, as He has so done this day. He would give us hearing ears and believing hearts. The words are as follows in Jesus' name. The Lord hath made known His salvation. His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered His mercy and His truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Before the Lord, for He cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall He judge the world, and the people with equity. Amen. This theme that we have before us, dear brother and sister, you dear precious youth, is a very important theme for the life of a believer. As Scripture tells us, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. What does this mean? I think we all know, and I think even you, dear youth, know what this means. God has placed us in this world, for one reason. And that reason is to make known His salvation unto this world that we live in. So why does the Bible encourage us in this way? That we are in this world, but not of this world. There's, in a lot of ways, we are no different than those of this world, are we? We do the same things. We go to work. We live in this world. We don't take part in a lot of the things of this world because they are a hindrance to our lives of faith. The enemy of souls, he does a pretty good job of this, doesn't he? Where he places these things before us that are tempting for a child of God. When we read Scriptures, nothing has changed from the beginning to now. The children of God there, right from the beginning, were tempted the same way, you dear brother and sister, you dear youth are tempted. And God has helped. When we think of this world, there are so many distractions, aren't there? To a child of God endeavoring on this way to heaven. And I think it's important that all of us remember to pray to God, that He would give us strength and power to battle against that threefold enemy. The Apostle Paul spoke of those. He spoke of that thorn in his side. I suppose you could say those temptations that were so close to him. He prayed to God that He would take it away from him. There are those things that each one of us may be tempted with. But let us pray to God that we would not succumb to those temptations, but rather battle against them. Dear brother and sister, our Lord and Savior Jesus was tempted in all points. He did not fall into sin. He fulfilled that law to the perfect letter. He suffered that awful death on the cross, so that we could be freed from sin. Dear brother and sister, He did not suffer that death on the cross and be raised victorious so that we could go and live in sin. This is how the world believes. The Bible speaks of this very clearly, that we don't use this liberty for an occasion to the flesh. God knows our hearts. He knows them better than we know ourselves. And He knows whether we're battling or whether we're just living in sin. As it says in the last portion of this read text that we have before us, it says, "Before the Lord, for He cometh to judge the earth." Dear brother and sister, you dear precious youth, we will one day face the judge. And we will answer to everything that we have done on this earth. I ask you, does it pay to believe? Does it pay to put sins away when they beset? When we think about sin, dear brother and sister, you dear youth, listen to this. When we sin, what should happen? What should take place when we fall into sin? There should be sorrow. There should be sorrow over that sin. I was reading today, and I'm going to try and find it. It was in Romans, I believe. Actually, it's in 2 Corinthians. In the 7th chapter, verse 10. It says here, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." What does this mean? Godly sorrow. It means that there would be sorrow when we fall into sin. That there's that fear of God. That we have crossed God. And it's saying that this sorrow, it says here, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of." The actual godly sorrow doesn't need to be repented of. What needs to be repented of? The sin that caused that sorrow. I have said this before. Dear brother and sister and you dear youth, there's a big difference between battling against sin and living in sin. God knows in our hearts if we are battling against sin. I ask you, if we're not battling against sin, we're coming to the hearing of God's Word. There's no change of heart when we leave this building. I ask you, are you battling? I would say not, but rather you're living in sin. If there's no change, we can read in Scriptures each time someone receives the grace of repentance, how there's that change of heart. There needs to be the change of heart when we ask for forgiveness. If there isn't, have we believed? Have we believed the gospel? When I think about this theme, as a citizen of heaven in this world, we are citizens of heaven traveling on this earth. If we are living in sin and not being a light unto the world, are we citizens of heaven? When that call comes, are we travel ready? This is that question that we need to be constantly asking ourselves. That am I travel ready? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all else will be added unto us. We need to be continually seeking the kingdom. How do we do this, dear brother and sister? By putting our sins away when they beset. Then that Spirit of God that we heard about so preciously this morning leads us and guides us. But we heard how that Spirit of God isn't going to dwell in a corrupt body. It won't. We have witnessed this time and time again. How eventually it leads us. When sin isn't taken care of, sin leads us out of God's kingdom. This is how the enemy works. The enemy doesn't want us to speak of sin. But dear brother and sister, sin needs to be put away. It is the power of God unto salvation, that precious gospel message. That's why the Bible encourages us to put sins away when they beset. So then that gospel renews strength in us. It is that Spirit of God that gives us power to battle. This portion of God's Word here says, the Lord hath made known His salvation. Oh, how has He has done this, hasn't He? When we come to the hearing of God's Word, it's important that we pray to God that He would open our ears and hearts. That He would give us understanding. But dear brother and sister, our salvation is not dependent upon understanding. It is upon faith and trust in our Heavenly Father. But there are those in the world that believe this also. That they have faith in God. But dear brother and sister, it's not according to knowledge. Just as the Apostle Paul spoke of his countrymen there. That they have a zeal of God. They know there is a God. They know that Jesus came and traveled on this earth and suffered and died. But their understanding isn't according to knowledge. Where does this knowledge come from? By and through believing the gospel message. Then that Spirit of God is there present. And God has made known this salvation, hasn't He? It says here, His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the heathen. When we think about this, God's Word is being heard in all corners of this earth. By and through that miraculous technology. What do Scriptures say? That this must take place before the end comes. Dear brother and sister, this is taking place. That God's Word is heard throughout this whole world. The Bible also encourages us, when we see these things come to pass, lift up your head and rejoice. We live in a precious kingdom, dear brother and sister. A kingdom where we are free from sin. Where we have true freedom. Where we have true peace with God. It pays to believe. It pays to put sins away when they beset. It continues, He hath remembered His mercy and His truth toward the house of Israel. Oh, have we felt this mercy, haven't we? This mercy of God. Where each time we beg of that grace, our Heavenly Father forgives us. By and through that one that owns the Spirit of God. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. This portion of our brother this morning spoke on it. We touched on it at ministers' camp, this topic of confession. Where would we be, dear brother and sister, without confession? I know if God has not given me strength to confess those sins that I had fallen into, I would be lost in the dingweeds. It is such a grace gift that we need to hold on to. A believer needs this gift of confession. The enemy of souls, he speaks otherwise. I'm going to find that portion of God's Word where it speaks about confession. I think it's in John. Yeah, it's in 1 John chapter 1. I'm going to start with verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As I said, it is a grace gift, this gift of confession. I have been of that mind where I have experienced this in my life, where I haven't had strength to go and talk about a certain matter that was bothering me. And I would go to the services. I would listen to the service, waiting for that gospel to be preached. The gospel was preached. That matter would not go away. And oh, how I wished it would. But dear brother and sister, do you know when that matter went away for me? And when it goes away for me? When I am able to go and talk to someone about it. We don't need a perfect confession, dear brother and sister. But when we are able to go to a brother or sister, and with weak words and trembling words, speak of what's bothering us. You know how quickly that gospel is preached? Then we experience, don't we, true peace and freedom. That sin no longer bothers us. That's been my experience. And that is why I thank God for the gift of confession. Because I would be lost in the dingweeds without it. Because my faith is so weak. Who of us can stand and boast that our faith is so strong we don't need this gift of confession? I don't think there's anyone here that can stand and boast. Dear brother and sister, God has given us this gift. God has given it to us because He knows we need it. Let us not let the enemy of souls muddy the waters, even in this area. But rather, use that grace gift. It's there for us. This is how we are able to keep that conscience cleansed. We need to fear God. When we fear God in the healthy way, it is fearing sin. When we fall into sin, it bothers us. It causes sorrow. When we are able to speak of those matters, hear that gospel, what a good feeling it is. And immediately then, there's that change of heart. It's the Spirit of God in us. And that Spirit of God in us leads and guides us to the destination there in heaven. It is a battle.
But it is a good battle. The reward that awaits us is good. The human mind can't even comprehend. But through the eyes of faith, we understand that heaven is a place where I want to get to. And dear brother and sister, when it is our desire, when this is our desire, God will help us. But oh, how in this psalm, the sound of rejoicing is evident. That we are on the road which leads to heaven. It says here, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For He cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall He judge the world, and the people with equity. We have great reason to rejoice this evening, dear brother and sister. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Uplift your hearts and believe. All of your sins and doubts and fears forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. We are on a pathway that leads to heaven's shore. Hold on to this gift, dear brother and sister. You dear precious youth, the battle is fierce, I know, for you. It is for all of us. Maybe those temptations change, but we are all tempted. And it is God who is on our side. It is God that will continually give us strength to battle. But may it remain a battle. Battle against sin. Do not live in sin, but rather battle against it. Uplift your hearts and believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And I too want to hear, for my own part, my own sins and doubts and fears forgiven. Can I believe the gospel? My desire is to continue to believe with you. God will continue to be with us. He has led us to this point and has promised to do so. We have a good God. In Jesus' name and always blessed name, amen. Let us quiet our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.